From the moon, the Earth looks like a blue iridescent jewel hanging in the blackness of space. The Earth is uncommonly lovely. It was the only warm living object that we saw. You might think the most exciting moment in my life was the liftoff for the flight to the moon. But to me, the most exciting time was the moment when I said, "Jesus, I believe in you." We flew over the Apennine Mountains to land very early in the morning of the moon day. The morning sun provided us with a most incredible view of God's moon that only few had seen. As I saw the Genesis rock sitting on the pedestal, I realized the timelessness of God's plan. Because for billions of years, this rock was there awaiting this moment of destiny. Leaving the Earth at 25,000 miles per hour, heading toward a rendezvous with the moon, 250,000 miles away, I sensed that all this was possible because of God's almighty plan for His universe. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung, high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew, and while with silent lifting mine, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touched the face of God. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung, high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew, and while with silent lifting mine, I've trod the high untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touched the face of God.